This is the Sue Freeze Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
It's not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. Cause you're showing me in you I'm free. And you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. And
your host, Sue Freeze.
It is such a wonderful day, and it's so great because you know what? We get to spend a little time together, and I am so thankful for this time that we get to share. I have a guest with me today, and I could give you the little story on how we had to rush to get here and all of that, and I'm not going to go into it. I'm just going to say that it was meant to be because he is here, and I am so thankful that he is, and he's been on The Frank Show, and now he's on The Sue Freeze Show. So he has an event coming up, and he wants to let all of you out there know about it because no matter where you are in your life, we can always be better. In this one area, as far as all areas, as far as I'm concerned, we always should be striving for better. Do you agree? I agree. So in this area is being fit. Okay, so, you know, I don't know where you are in that area, but you do when you're thinking to yourself, oh, I'm fit enough, or, oh, yeah, I could use some help in that area. And just the word fit has a lot of different meanings. You know, is it spiritual fitness? Is it emotional fitness? Is it physical fitness? And all of those things, I think, are going to be addressed today. And so I want you to just stay tuned with us today while I introduce, and I want to give you a little background on this gentleman sitting in front of me right now who had to rush to get here. I don't know if he broke any speed limit laws, but we'll just leave that where it is. His name is Jimmy Pena. And to give you a little background, New York Times bestselling author, the founder of Pray Fit. Neat name, isn't it? And has been the exercise physiologist to Tyler Perry, Mario Lopez, who I know that name, and LL Cool J. He earned his bachelor's degree in business management from Baylor University in 1994 and his master's degree in clinical exercise physiology from the University of Texas at Tyler in 1998. Jimmy authored the Amazon bestseller, Pray Fit, Your Guide to a Healthy Body and a Stronger Faith. I love that. Jimmy was named as the first advisory board member of Pastor Rick Warren's The Daniel Plan Weight Loss Initiative. His storytelling approach, along with his targeted and motivational message of faith and health, is nothing short of captivating. I haven't read the book yet, but I'm looking forward to reading it, just reading that. So welcome to the show, Jimmy.
Thank you so much. It's great to be in here. I did rush to get here, and
yes.
It's so worth it. I'm so thankful to meet you.
Oh, good. I'm thankful to meet you, too. There were people that knew us both or know us both that said, we need to connect, and I agree with that. I think that's great.
I'm so grateful.
On a personal note, I will say that, you know, fitness has always been important to me because it just is. And my mother died early. She died way too early, and she smoked, and she also was not physically fit. She was overweight, and she liked to cook. And I watched her in the kitchen and, you know, we just get done with breakfast and she was thinking about what she's going to serve and cook for lunch. And that's not a bad thing, but it can be. And I always say that I don't live to eat, but I eat to live. But I know that it's a real problem for so many people out there because it's a comfort thing, you know. And I see and I know a lot of people like that. And I just am thankful that there's people like you that can address these issues. And a lot of the times it's really not the food. It's something else that's going on inside. And it is a comfort thing. But I'm sure you deal with a lot of different arenas and different areas because you were starting to talk about that a little bit before we got started. So I just want to kind of like hand over the mic right now. And just the first thing I asked you when I met you was, what is the main goal of this show today? And the main goal might be that you want to get people to a certain place, right? But really your whole mission field, I want you to talk about that too. So first of all, you want everybody to know about what that's happening really soon?
Yes. Pray Fit Rise. On April 11th in Westlake Village, and it's everyone can go to PrayFitRise.org. And Pray Fit Rise is a chance to celebrate Jesus, His grace, our lives fueled by faith, how we're made to love and we're called to serve. Pray Fit Rise is going to be a celebration of all of those things. We're going to look at health through the gospel's lens. And that means so many things to so many people. In fact, everyone there and everyone in this room, no matter who we are, mm-hmm. the Bible has something to say to us about our health and about our bodies. And that can mean comfort to those who are struggling with illness. It could mean an idea of humility and modesty for those that are fit and able. What are we doing with our health? Are we serving others? It could mean so many things. And so the people that are coming and those that are already registered, we're so excited to serve them, to deliver resources as well as help them see what God is saying to them about their lives and their health and how they can serve their families and communities and churches and workplaces and bless God with their lives and with their health, and a paradigm shift for a lot of people. So we're really excited, and that's a blessing to be here to talk about that. But you're right, our lives and our health, it's so impactful. If I can just step back a little bit and talk about how it all started.
I want to know that. Yeah. I want to know, how'd you get into this anyway?
You know, I'm from Texas originally.
Oh, great.
I
love Texas.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
We're lifetime friends then.
Yes.
Well, I grew up in El Paso, Texas, went to Baylor University and got my master's in the UT system. And just, I fell in love. I actually went to college to play baseball, fell in love with the idea of health and fitness after an injury, actually, and just decided that I really wanted to pursue a life in the health and fitness industry. And I had come to know the Lord in the eighth grade. I had been a Christian for quite some time. And so as a Christian in this fitness industry, I was, I was new and green, and studied the effects of endurance training on muscle size and strength, and just wrote a really beautiful thesis, really honored, and presented that at a national conference. And some people from a wonderful magazine, one of the most popular in the world at the time, was called Muscle and Fitness Magazine. They were, Joe Weider and his team, they were in the audience and saw me present. And right away, one of my first gigs out of graduate school was writing and interpreting research for the gang over at Muscle and Fitness Magazine here in Los Angeles. So it was a real honor right out of graduate school. And all, over the course of those years, I was asked to write books for celebrities and participate in projects, really, really blessed in the fitness field. And all the while, though, I felt a strange hollowness and a deadness in my work. I began to realize what I was doing for the body of the country, but what was I doing for the body of Christ? What was I doing for people's hearts? And it started to become a burden on me in an industry that is out of balance in many, many ways. And so I felt, what is a Christian fitness expert to do with such a realization? And so anyway, one night, and I was at my office in Muscle Fitness headquarters, and Joe Weider, who at the time was close to 90 years old, and he was walking out of his office struggling with the use of a walker and a nurse, and he was kind of struggling in front of a big statue of himself, a big bronze statue, and his arms were puffed and his chest was high and his chin was up. And here comes Joe struggling with that walker right in front. And I was able to see the spectrum, a bookend of the same man in one frame right from my office. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. C.S. Lewis was right when he said, you don't have souls, you are souls, you have bodies. And I was extremely burdened. What am I doing? How can I glorify God as a fitness expert for the rest of my life? And so God inspired PrayFit.com, where I just started writing fitness devotions, stepping away from the look of it all and perhaps the vanity of it all, and just what does our health look like through the gospel? And that's how it started. And that was in 2009. And we've been really blessed with resources ever since. And here now we are with the new conference series beginning in Los Angeles. So that's, and there's been a lot that's happened since then, but that's the Reader's Digest condensed version as best I can.
Very passionate, very passionate. You're listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. If you're in San Diego, thank you so much for joining in today. And all the way up north along the coast, we just thank you so much that you've tuned in. And now with the internet, which is amazing, I have people in London and Paris, all over the place listening to this show. And so it's really exciting. And I just thank you so much for that. If you know of somebody, as we go forward, you're going to learn something. There's going to be golden nuggets for all of you. I promise you, because that's what God does. He gives them. It's up to us to listen and then to do something about it. So If you know somebody that might want to, or you feel that need to hear the message that's here today, just have them go to SueFree, spelled like fries, one word, .com. And I have 5 years of podcasts there, and you can get them by date, by speaker, by subject matter. It's all there for you. All you have to do is click on it and go there and check it out. And I hope you do. And when you go there, connect with me, would you? I listen and I read every single connection, every single email. It comes right to me, and I read it and I respond every time. So please connect with me, because that's what I like. I like to connect with you. You know, health is really important, and sometimes we just take it for granted, but once it's gone, you cannot buy it back. Sometimes you can, you know, improve upon it, but why don't we do that now? Why aren't we thinking about it now? You know, we could be juicing every morning and eating the darker fruits and darker vegetables, because that's a healthy thing to do. We need to drink more water, as Jimmy's putting some water in his mouth right now. We need to do things like that. Why? Because we need to take care of this body that God gave us. And, you know, it's the whole part of our body. You know, it's our brains. It's our hearts. It's every single aspect of our body. You know, I'm a very busy girl, and I can tell you that there's something I don't do. And everybody says, you don't go and do this? And I'm like, no, and I don't find the time, and I'm kicking myself because I really need to. And it's getting massages, just having massages done. It's really important because it keeps you vibrant, keeps you alive, along with exercising, going to the gym. I don't do much of that, but I do have other avenues. I believe in isometrics. You know, I squeeze my muscles. And what I've found is, as I've gotten older, and this might be you too, if you're over 50, listen carefully, is my sister's a Pilates instructor, and she told me, she says, as you get older, you need to have your muscles press against your bones because it strengthens your bones. And I never knew that.
Hmm. Isometrics are great.
Yes,
wonderful.
They are, and you can do them anytime when you're standing at the bank, when you're brushing your teeth. You know, you can do these things just wherever you are.
In the office, you can actually lean up against the wall at a 90-degree angle and like a wall sit, and then the good thing about isometrics is that they're angle specific, meaning you get stronger at the angle that you're working. So let's say you're in your office and you just want a quick 3-minute break. You can lean up against the wall like you're sitting in a chair, but without the chair. And then when you get tired, you can move up a couple of inches. And then your body responds, you get stronger at that angle. So you can keep moving up the wall, take 3 minutes, move up the wall. And then you've had yourself a nice little 3-minute workout. And isometrics, that's great. In fact, the body can produce more force isometrically than at any other time. So it's really a nice, you know, nice mechanism. Glad you brought it up.
Yeah. I use it quite often because that's all I have time for.
That's great.
And, you know,
we can
utilize our time even more. I'm into efficiency. So efficiency is, for me, when I'm in my car, I'm not just driving, but I'm exercising at the same time.
I do a chin tuck for my cervical spine, which we can get into that. I know that there might be some listeners who do struggle with infirmities unforeseen. And,
yes.
And I can definitely relate to that, because you said it earlier, it's a gift. Health really is a gift. We don't earn our bodies. We don't earn our health. You know, every breath we have is a gift. And, you know, let's open it every day and let's see what we can do for the Lord with our health, whether it be how we eat, how we train, how we serve. So it is definitely a gift. In fact, when we started writing our devotions and talking to churches about stewardship, I was blindsided with a spinal infirmity. I realized I was diagnosed with accelerated degenerative disc disease and started losing spinal discs. And all the while, here I am talking and I'm speaking to churches and helping them be healthy, and I start losing my health. And that's one thing for a fitness expert, to start losing health, trying to encourage it. So you really learn the perspective that health is definitely a gift, and it's fleeting. And it is an honor, I think, that the good Lord has asked us to be mindful and take care of something that is designed to ultimately fail. And it's a real honor for us to have that perspective, because I believe that taking care of our bodies is one way to thank God for only seeing our hearts, because, you know, thankfully our health isn't required for heaven. You know, I'd be in bad shape if that were the case. You know, the Lord sees the heart, and we can celebrate that by taking care of ourselves.
Our body is our temple, and we need to take really good care of it. So I need to know more about what it is you do, because you kind of gave an overview, but I'm still not sure who this and how this works. You know, like, who could benefit? Probably everybody, because health is for everyone. Yeah. But the word Pray Fit, okay, is this a praying organization? Is this an actual athletic organization? Is this a healing organization? Yes, all of the above.
Well,
so I don't know. So what is it exactly? Because I need the listeners to really understand what you do, how you do, what is a person going to expect when they come? Let's say, just for your this thing that you're promoting right now, your PrayFit, isn't it called a seminar? Or
yeah, it's a conference. It's a one-day conference.
Right.
Well, PrayFit.com.
And it's on April 11th.
Correct.
My daughter's birthday.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll
yeah.
sing happy birthday then.
Yes, okay.
Well, PrayFit.com
okay.
is a place where people read devotions every single day. We've been writing fitness devotions now for 6 years. It's a place where we can look at health through the gospel's lens. And like I said, that means so many things to so many people. So what we try and do is we try and relate to as many people as we can on the site. We have tens of thousands every day who read the devotions for every all sorts of reasons. We have very fit people that come on to get inspired before they start their day. We have all sorts of those that are dealing with and struggling with illness. And we hope to be an encouragement to many people in that regard. We do have resources. We do have how-tos. I have some wonderful DVDs, exercise DVDs through our wonderful production partner, Lionsgate Entertainment, our DVDs. We have wonderful books. My latest book is a beautiful cookbook that I partnered with Dana White of the Food Network. It's the PrayFit Diet. It's just a balanced, beautiful recipe book by Simon Schuster, publisher. So we do have resources, but more than anything else, PrayFit is a paradigm. It's a mindset that it was God's idea for us to have these bodies that carry the most important thing, and that's our soul. And we have that perspective. We believe that if we're not beginning and ending our health with grace, then we're just going through the motions. We have to see our lives through the lens of grace, because grace removes the burden of trying to perfect a body that won't last. But grace is the reason to honor God with it every day that it does. And so whatever you're bringing to PrayFit.com every day, we see it with grace, and we can serve those on a daily basis. And we have been doing so for quite some time. So this conference we're having all sorts of speakers come in to talk about different topics. We have speakers coming in how their health affects their ministry of evangelism around the world. We have another speaker coming in to talk about breakthroughs, people and use biblical examples of people that needed physical breakthroughs from the Lord. And we have so many people coming for that. And I can definitely relate. We also have people coming to talk about body image and how God sees us, and the idea of modesty and humility, and how our health, you know, revolves around those topics. So it's endless. Honestly, it was actually a task to limit the number of topics that we were going to introduce on that day. Yes, mm-hmm. we'll have some how-to. We will have Dana White from the Food Network helping us with recipes and tactics in the kitchen. So she's going to be there as a wonderful resource. We'll have prayer time. We'll have great music from Brenton Brown. It's going to be our worship leader. And great speakers, Scotty Smith from the Gospel Coalition, he's going to be talking about grace. We have Matt Brown from Think Eternity, Jared Wilson, Lauren DeMoss, just a number of wonderful people. We've got Brooke Boone from the Holy Yoga Association. We've got Elisa Keaton from Revelation Wellness. Like I said, jam-packed, all sorts of angles, all sorts of ways to look at health through the gospel. And I think we're going to really serve some needs and have some fun and celebrate the Lord that day.
You're listening to The Sue Free Show, and my guest today is Jimmy Pena, the founder of PrayFit. I'm reading your mission statement, and it says, can I read it? Do you
Please.
Mind?
Yeah.
Okay. The goal of PrayFit is to be a place where fitness-minded believers can read and memorize God's Word while pursuing a healthier lifestyle, to help families, small groups, and churches see health as a means of praise. PrayFit is not about any particular program, even though we have books and DVDs, as you just mentioned, as resources. But PrayFit is a mindset, a philosophy that our health is important, not more important than the heart, but simply a tool, a vessel to serve God and others. Let us know how we can help you, your family, or church see health as means of praise. That's really great.
Oh, thank
that
you.
Is really great.
Thank you.
Okay, so I think that gives us a little bit of an overview and understanding of what you're going to do on April 11th. And where is that at?
In Westlake Village at the beautiful Calvary Community Church.
That's a beautiful church. It's very large. And
beautiful.
I watched the campus start when it was being built and everything. So I've seen it kind of bloom and grow.
We're so grateful to those, there.
Those folks.
Yes. And of course, Pastor Thornton, he's going to be delivering just a wonderful message of physical and spiritual health. And Pastor Sean, he's so great. And I love hearing him preach. And I'm so, so excited that he's going to be there.
Yes,
us.
So working out, let's talk about working out since you've got this background. Do you work out?
You know, I do. I still work out. I do miss weight training.
Because of
the spinal disease I have. But I do miss it. I grew up you know, powerlifting and really heavy weightlifting, and just loved the chalk flying and music blaring. And so I do miss the gym days. You know, I do believe in the overload principle, that the body will only change according to the level at which we stress it. The physiological principle of overload is so true. It's still true today. And so I do what I can in the day for the day. I try and do better than I did yesterday. And even though that means just with my body weight, I'm doing push-ups again. I just had my last spine surgery just about a little over a year ago, and I was cleared to do all my body weight and swimming activities just here a few months ago. So I'm getting after it. I'm doing my certain stretching and yoga poses that I'm supposed to do to keep my back as healthy as possible. But they said I'm not going to lose any discs this year, that's a blessing. So I'm getting after it as much as I can, you know, and trying to help others do the same.
I can relate a little bit. I was riding a horse and fractured my back. He bucked me off and I fractured my back. And then a year later, the same horse, silly me, but the same horse bucked me off and I shattered my right leg. And I have a metal plate and 10 pins in there. Mm. But I'm back on the dance floor and I had to learn how to walk all over again. So I totally understand about there's so much that goes on. And, you know, before that I did, I think, a little bit take advantage of what I had. You know, I used to snow ski and water ski and do all of those fun things. And now I'm limited on what I can and cannot do, which happens with age, even without any injury. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's, you never know. I realize this. And life has so many parallel lessons. I don't know if you realize that. When you said something, I went, oh, yeah, the pain has to be worth the gain, because you were talking about weightlifting and your body will relate or go to the level in which you're lifting. And it's true, because it's going to that level. And the pain has to be worth a gain with anything. And sometimes it's painful, but it's so worth it. And whether we're doing something personal, emotional, spiritually, sometimes we have to dive deep to get to the root of issues. And then once we do, the Lord meets us right there for the healing that we need and all of those wonderful things. But I'm just saying that I can relate to having everything working just fine to having something not work just fine, and having to start processes that I learned when I was 2 all over again, such as walking. And with that, you get a whole new appreciation and understanding as to the body function, how it works. You know, just thinking about walking and the movement of your foot and how you have to press off and you have to have this foot move. It's amazing, because we take all of that for granted. And so I think having people come to this conference that you have, you know, no matter who you are or what's going on in your life, I bet you if you went to this conference, something's going to open up. There's going to be something that is an aha moment for you that's going to bring you closer to God, which is what our goal should always be, is to be closer to Him and to glorify Him in everything we say and do. Is that not right?
That's so true.
Thank
you so much.
Yeah. So, you know, when I picture people listening, I picture them and I'm thinking, okay, who could be listening right now? There could be somebody in a hospital bed that is struggling with something. There could be a single mom that's just trying to get through another day and not knowing where else she's going to pay for the bills that are coming her way. Just all of these things, you know, I think about that when I'm on the air, and the Holy Spirit actually reveals people to me when I'm talking on the radio. And it's amazing to me when I'm talking how something will happen. So if you can relate to anything that's being said right now, stay tuned right after this break, because we're going to get in, dive deeper, and just move closer to God after this brief break. Hi, Sue Freeze, the Termite Lady here. It's been my privilege to serve my community for 32 years as owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Family is one of the most important things in my life, so you can imagine my panic when my little boy Tyson stopped breathing for the first time when he was 2 years old. It was the most terrifying thing I'd ever experienced. In an instant, Tyson had become a statistic. 1 in 8 children in California who suffers from life-threatening asthma. Those of you who listen to my radio show understand that I'm not a victim. I'm a mover, I'm a doer, and I'm a believer. And so I did what I had to do. I set out to find out why Tyson was suffering those horrific asthma attacks, and the journey was powerful and illuminating. I learned so much about how asthma attacks can be prevented, how you can make your home a healthier, happier environment, and how you can emerge from challenging situations like this even stronger and more powerful than you ever could imagine. I've shared my family's story in my new book, Learning to Breathe, available now on my website, www.suefreeze.com. If you or someone you love suffers from asthma, this is a book you must read. Please order your copy today. And for more information about effective alternatives to traditional pest control, please call us at Ecola 800-332-2847. We'd love to help you take care of your home and your family too. Learning to Breathe, available now at SueFreeze.com.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS. You're listening to The Sue Free Show.
Thank you so much, Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services, for sponsoring this show. We would not be on the air without Ecola. And listen, if you know somebody or if you are that person that would like to give it a shot to advertise on the show, just connect with me on the Sue Free, spelled like fries, one word, .com, and we will make it happen. We will work together to get you the spot you need and get you on the air. And you can test market with the Sue Free show and then see where it goes. You know, who knows? Who knows? And, you know, like I said, the show goes many different places. So if you're in San Diego, that's okay. If you want to just have, you know, the radio commercial or whatnot show in, or listen to in San Diego, that's fine. You can do that. If you want it in L.A., Orange County, we can do that. Ventura, we can do that. So, yeah, just get in contact with me, please. And learning to breathe. Asthma. 1 in 8 children die with asthma. It's something that people don't realize that it's just taking over lives. My son almost died twice. He's now 32, doing great, thank you, God. But I wrote a book on it, and I would love it if you would share this book with people that are in need of learning more about respiratory issues. And Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services is there for you because we do alternative treatment, non-chemical methods, because that can be a trigger, is to have something with chemicals in it, whether it's cleaning material or pesticides, and we have other alternatives that can be used. So without any further ado, we have Jimmy Pena with us, and he has a company called Pray Fit. And the first segment, we were talking about this conference that they're putting on April 11th, my daughter's birthday. And he's just inviting everybody to come down and join in because it's going to be great. And no matter what the situation is in your life, sometimes when we just get up and get out, we can go to this thing and it can give you the answers that you need. And I'm believing that that's what's going to happen. So if you don't have plans, or maybe if you have less than plans, you can go to this because this would make sense to do. So do people need permission to work out? You know, I sometimes feel guilty taking time out for Sue. Yeah. And I think other people out there might feel the same. Oh, I'm too busy. And this other part of me, like getting a massage or going to the gym, seems like less important than all these other things on my plate. So what would you say, and what does the Bible say about that?
Well, it's a great question. I do believe we have permission to be healthy. In fact, the Bible, in many ways, in many situations, we have examples of people who had physical reactions for the cause of faith and who moved physically, you know, and in fact, in John, when he said, I hope, the very first thing he said, I hope you are as healthy in body as you are strong in spirit. He hoped health on one another. We have permission to hope health. I hope health on you and your family and your daughter on her birthday. I hope health as you are strong in spirit. And so 1 Timothy 4:8, when he says, for physical training is of some value, but training in godliness has value now and in the life to come. And I think in many ways, some of us have skipped over the first part of that verse, this part that says, for physical training is of some value. I believe that that some value is this life. It's this chance, it's this opportunity to glorify God, to worship Him, to follow Him as close as possible, and to help those do the same, and to serve our communities and our families. That's what health is for. Health is not about the mirror. It's about the one we're trying to mirror. And so when we see our health as a means of praise, then we can say, listen, I am going to carve out that time in perspective. Carve out that time to take care of myself and to strengthen myself physically so that I can be the best possible version that God designed me to be. And so, yes, I do definitely believe that we have permission biblically to have a physical reaction for the cause of our faith and to take care of ourselves. You know, when you think about how the Bible says we're fearfully and wonderfully made, that's more of an applause of the Lord than what I look like. We're sometimes like, oh, look at me. But really, we can't improve God's work. So we can be humble about it. We can train hard and get fast or get flexible or strong. But all of those things are just byproducts of what he's already designed. We're experiencing the potential that he built inside of us, so we can be humble about it. At the same time, we have that permission. Hey, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm knit together. God made me. So I'm going to take care of it, and I'm going to honor it. Like he said, honor me with your body. I'm going to honor him by taking care of myself, you know, humbly, and I'm going to work hard, and I'm going to do what I can during my life, and I'm going to enjoy doing it. So that is the permission that I believe that we all, you know, that we all have. So, and you know what, to do so, we do have to make some sacrifices. I do believe that God can be blessed by what we're willing to lay down. Many examples in God's word where people are asked to lay things down in obedience, from Abraham and Isaac, Peter and laying down his nets, Moses and his staff. Before they could conquer the obstacles before them, they had to lay something down. And for our life, in fact, in this day and age, we are distracted from social media to television to you name it. We're so busy. And sometimes our physical fitness, our health, can sometimes be pushed to the back burner. And we put some of those other things like social media in the forefront. And, you know, if we can lay down 10 to 15 minutes of that time and say, hey, I'm going to dedicate this time to prayer and to exercise. Oh, man, it's life changing. It's life changing when we say, listen, I'm going to take a walk.
I was just going to say, taking a walk and praying. You can take by yourself, you can pray and walk.
Yeah.
Or with your spouse, of course. Yeah. Holding hands, of course.
Well, taking a walk with your spouse or kids or alone and say, hey, listen, Lord, here I am to worship. I mean, mm-hmm. I am a temple. This mm-hmm. is you live inside of me, and I'm gonna take care of myself. And here I am to worship. If it's a DVD or if it's going to the gym or mm-hmm. a walk or a bike ride, here I am to worship. Thank you for my life, and I'm gonna get after it. I only have 5 to 10 minutes, or I've got 30 minutes, an hour. You know, that's a blessing just to have the time and the ability. If we have the ability, it's truly a gift. If we have the ability to walk and use our arms and legs, it's a gift. Let's carve out that time. We don't need more hours in the day. We just need more of him and his perspective in those hours. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like Charles Stanley once asked his congregation, he said, hey, who wants to live a happy and healthy life? And when it comes from Dr. Stanley, you sit up a little bit. He says, who wants to live a long and healthy life? And, you know, some of the hands went up, some didn't. He says, well, everyone please raise your hand, because, hey, listen, our discipline determines our destiny. He said, thankfully not our eternal destiny, but our destiny on earth. In many ways, if we have the gift, our discipline and our dedication to take care of ourselves can determine, you know, how our lives are. So when it comes from me, it's one thing, but when it comes from Dr. Stanley, it's another. So we definitely have permission. Let's use that the discipline that God gave us to do so.
So people are listening right now and they're saying, okay, I've got this problem, I got that problem. Where do I begin? You're listening to the Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And I'm feeling that people are going, okay, yeah, I've got, you know, I need to lose 10 pounds. I have to lose 50 pounds. Or, you know what? My muscles don't want to work that well anymore. Or I can't go upstairs real well. Or, you know, I have this issue or that issue. What would you say to them?
Well, I'll tell you, it's so unique to each and every one of us, and that God cares about our lives. God cares about our health. And so when we do struggle to go up the stairs, when I struggle to go up the stairs, you know, I do have to remind myself of how frail and small I am, and that it is a good picture that he's asked me to take care of something that's designed to fail. So it is an honor. It is a struggle sometimes. I am still called to climb those stairs, and it's not easy, and it's not always going to be easy, but it's definitely worth the effort, because he is worth our effort. Our muscles atrophy and our bones become more brittle because he wants us back. We're bound for something much, much greater. So I love to encourage those that if we have air in our lungs, it's never too late to make an impact on others and in their lives. And we have the ability to make that impact with our health, mm-hmm. with our very being, because in him we live and move and have our being. And if we're still alive and there's breath in our lungs, that breath is from him. And so I'm going to use it to serve. And so if it calls for me to climb a mountain, you know, the Lord himself. There's so many examples of people moving, and he's our greatest example. You know, the Bible says he climbed mountains to pray for us. Imagine the Lord out of breath for us, you know? And when you think, when was the last time I was out of breath for the Lord? You know, I can do that. I can take a walk, you know? And there's examples like John, you know, an unborn John. A pregnant Mary walks into the room, and what did he do? He was jumping. He was leaping. A physical reaction, probably the youngest physical reaction to the Lord ever. He was jumping. A physical one. His reaction was physical. The shepherds, when they heard the news of Jesus being born, what do? The Bible says they hurried off. They sprinted. They ran. A physical reaction just to be near the Lord. So there's so many physical reactions and examples of people who say, you know, because of the Lord, either to be near him or because I was just with him, I'm going to move. You know, and I often point out there was one person in the Bible who couldn't move, who didn't move, even though they'd soon be enjoying heaven. They couldn't move, and it was the criminal on the cross. The nails were too deep. But I guarantee you that if he could climb down that cross, he would demonstrate physically what had just happened to his heart spiritually. And we have that opportunity if we still have life. And so to have a physical reaction because of who the Lord is and what he means for us in our lives, there's no shame in that. There's no shame in being a good steward of our health. And so I encourage anyone who's going through the tough stuff to realize that it's never too late to make an impact.
I'm reading this book, John C. Maxwell, Make Today Count. And on the very bottom, it says, the secret of your success is determined by your daily agenda. It's something that we do every day. It's a decision we make, first of all, assessing what the situation is and then making decision to make a difference. It could be the smallest thing. If you're used to eating a certain type of food that we know is not healthy for us, if we just take that one thing out of our daily regimen. If we stop drinking, let's say coffee, which I love coffee, but it, you know, if we take coffee out of our regimen, or what is something else that's not really that good for you? Chocolate or something. Just take one thing out of what you do every day. If you smoke, maybe, you know, maybe not throw the whole pack away. Maybe it's cut down and have, if you're used to smoking 8, you know, cut it down to 6 or cut it down to 4. But it's something that we do every day, and we're making efforts to make it better. And, you know, it can look so big to us. The goal could be too big that we have to do it one step, one bite at a time. It's like the elephant. And, you know, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time, right? So we need to take things that we do every day, because it's every day, not buying a membership and expecting to be in shape just because you paid for the membership, but you've got to go to the gym, right?
The body is very forgiving. The body is very forgiving in areas of damage that we put it through in exercise, how it responds to exercise. But it's also very forgiving when you do what you just said, when you take those very small steps. When we start making better decisions at the table or in habits such as smoking, when we start little steps like that, the body responds, and that's a beautiful, amazing, miraculous thing, how well the body responds to those decisions, how it responds after a rigorous training session, how it responds to cutting out heavy desserts at night or what have you. Some of those small bites of the elephant make a huge difference in people's lives and make us feel so, so great and able to do so much more than we thought we could otherwise. So I definitely believe in the diligence in the day, in the day for the day, just like you just read. I really do believe that.
So, listeners, we are going to challenge you a little bit and say, whatever you're doing now, you need to do more of, in the sense of being better for health reasons, okay? So let's look at, what are you doing now physically for your own body? Because your body is your temple and you need to take care of it. And physical activity is really important. And on a side note, I'm thinking about the children now and how we have the issues with the food we're eating, but also the kids that are indoors so much more than they were. When I was growing up, we played hide and seek at night. We could not wait to play hide and seek in the evenings. It was so much fun, but we were out and we were running. We were hiding, and it got our energy up, and we got all excited and our adrenaline was pumping, and, you know, all those things were happening. We'd run to the, you know, tagline and all those fun things. I just remember that. And playing soccer or trench, whatever those games were that you probably don't even know what I'm talking about because I'm older than you. But anyway, you know, those things were so fun. But now what is it? It's computer this and computer that. And let's sit behind the computer. And even the office staff that I have in the office, I'm thinking, you know what? I need to get them up and get them at them. I need to get them out of their seat and doing something physical.
Absolutely.
We need to be doing that.
The other night, I actually tweeted about this very issue. I'm so glad you brought it up. I'm on Twitter, at PrayFit, and I was cooking out, watching a group of kids playing tag across lawns front lawns. And literally, it has been a long, long time since I've seen kids playing outside, especially a game like we all used to play, tag. How fun was tag? And they were out of breath, exhausted, giggling, having fun. And it was before dinner time. And I actually saw a classic moment where they're being called inside for dinner. And I was just, I tweeted about it immediately because it was just such a neat thing to see and a rarity. But you're right. When we, you know, if I wasn't in sports, man, when that book bag hit the floor, I got my snack. And it wasn't always like super healthy, but back then we were so active. You know, my mom did feed us healthy foods and she was conscientious about that. But man, I got a snack, book bag hit the floor, and bye, Mom. And I just knew I needed to be back before it got too dark, you know, or else I was in trouble. But, you know, but yeah, playing hide and seek. Yeah, the activity level is so, so big. It's not just caloric restriction. It's not just forcing kids and the younger generation to eat XYZ, but it is definitely the combination of the sedentary lifestyle and, yes, the computers, you know, the faster technology is getting, the slower we've become.
Yes, that's so true.
So it is definitely – but children, they're not – obviously, they're in a quadrant of what I think Stephen Covey used to say, you don't know what you don't know.
And what you don't know can hurt you.
Children today, yes, are in that quadrant.
Right.
When you say, hey, let's go outside, for what?
Right. And parents, it's a quandary because the parents are like, oh, to have this fight with their children. It's like, no, Mom, I've got this game and I'm competing against all these people. And they switch players and they do all these things. I don't even know all they do. But it's just a whole different world out there than when I was a mom and when I was a kid. And it's like, I don't even know how I would handle all of that.
We need to get outside. Yep. Bring in competition again and have fun. And yes, move. We need to start moving around and creating that environment that it's number one, it's safe to do so. And it's fun and it's good for us to get away from, you know, kids these days are much smarter than I am. And I was at their age in many, many ways, you know, but the kids of this, at least my generation, the kids of the '70s, boy, we were active, you know, and I think that's something that I really hope more and more families do, you know, We have to encourage it.
You're listening to The Sue Free Show, and my guest today is Jimmy Pena, the founder of PrayFit. What would you give listeners advice on as far as foods? You know, if you were going to tell them, like, foods.
I'm a foodie. Everyone loves that. I am a foodie. I believe that I believe food should, fuel our lives, not rule our lives.
Love that.
I really do want to embrace food, learn what a good, wholesome plate looks like, and a variety. You know, the books that I've had the privilege of writing and being a part of, we talk about balance, and we talk about in real ways. In fact, this latest cookbook is the perfect balance. It's perfect proportion of protein, fats, and carbs. But when we balance out our foods, we get the nutrients from so many sources, and we find what works for us, and we find what's so many delicious recipes and so many, you know, categories that we can derive, you know, good, wholesome things from. So I believe in all sorts of foods, the good protein, the healthy carbs. I'm not afraid of carbs. The carbs are the preferred fuel of the cell. Our bodies function extremely well with carbohydrate. I do believe in wholesome carbs. I do believe that good protein is good for muscles. And I do believe that our healthy fats are great for our brains and great for our heart function, good for our skin. So I could go on and on because I love food and I love watching the networks, the food networks and the cooking channel, and learning what all great foods do to our bodies and how we function. We're best when we have all those sources. Yes, we do have to push away from the table sooner rather than later in some cases, and that's a discipline issue like we talked about earlier. But I don't believe in excluding entire foodstuffs or food groups, you know, obviously based on food allergies and whatnot. So I encourage anyone listening that might be dealing with food, let's embrace food. Let's learn what foods do to my body. Let's prioritize the portion size as well and learn. Because it's not true. If you eat a carb at night, it doesn't necessarily mean you will store that as body fat. If you have not met your caloric requirement of the day and you have some carbs, that's not going to cause you to store body fat. If you've met your caloric requirement for the day and you go to bed with a heavy dessert, chances are you might store that as body fat. So my goal for those listening would be to embrace food, enjoy it. It's delicious. The good Lord wants us to embrace it and do so with courage and with modesty and with moderation and live abundantly like we were designed.
I was taught a long time ago that when you're shopping, that you can shop around the outside aisle, the outside aisle of the grocery store. Stay away from the middle aisles, and you will do much better when you get home than if you go to the middle aisles. And I've done the research myself, and I can say that I think that's true. Yeah, you've got your produce, you got your meat, you got everything that you need on the outside. All the inside things is sodas and crackers and chips and all those things that we could really do without, although I enjoy them too. Not sodas, but chips sometimes.
Right. Staying away from those kinds of really the processed and the heavy trans fats that we have to, you know, we should stay away from those things. And grabbing a bag of chips and a Coke for lunch, it's not the best choice. It's not the best option. We're not going to function the best when we're eating that way. I've heard that before, and I know others that have benefited from using that. Stay on the outside, and you can't lose.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. It's really true. And you save a lot of money, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you do. So we're reaching the end of this show. And so let's say there's 5,000 people listening right now. What would Jimmy want to tell them?
That grace is enough.
I love that.
No matter who you are, what your circumstance, where you're from, the Bible has something to say to you about your health, and it could mean an encouragement. It could mean comfort. It could mean more humility. It could mean more discipline. It could mean so many things. And when you, if you're looking for a reason, grace is enough. In all ways, in every facet of life, grace is the best and most important reason to honor God with our lives and with our health and the stewardship of that. And it's a noble task, and it's an honor to be asked to take care of something that's built not to last. And so I encourage everyone to see their health through the gospel. And if you're in Los Angeles or can be in Los Angeles, I encourage you please to go to PrayFitRise.org and sign up for the conference. It's in Westlake Village on April 11th. So I look forward to meeting you there.
Is there a cost?
There is a cost.
What is it?
Right now it's $33.
Okay.
There is a KKLA discount.
Okay,
so
that's good.
So if they put the discount code KKLA, they'll get a discount, but it's $33, and I encourage everyone to do so. There's breakfast and lunch included.
Well, there you go. $33 and you get breakfast and lunch. That's not a bad deal.
Yeah.
Plus, you're going to get something out of this. I know you will. I wish I could be there. I can't. I wish I could be, because if I could, I would. You know, we've got 1 minute. So is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I'm just so grateful for the sweet people of KKLA and your wonderful show. You know, I can't wait to encourage our readers at PrayFit.com to enjoy your show. I'm
so
thankful for your heart.
Thanks.
And just being on the show, I can just imagine the people that have been in this room and been with you, how blessed they are because of your heart for others.
You.
And how you care for whatever the topic is. And today I know that you care for the hearts and the lives and the health of my readers and those that might be coming to Pray Fit Rise. And so I'm just so grateful for the opportunity. And I'll give you love on stage for those that go based on this show. So I'm excited about that.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. It has been an absolute pleasure having you on the show today. And I learned something today. So that's great. I always want to learn, and we all should be wanting to learn all the time. So I know you've learned something too. And if not, go to this April 11th conference and get what you need there. Until next week, be a blessing to someone each and every day and take action on what you've heard today. Would you do that? God bless.
You've been listening to The Sue Freeze Show, sponsored by E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects.
Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.